A blonde brick building that was the only grocery store in St. John, Kansas, now sits vacant, its glass doors covered with craft paper, since Kroger shut it down early last year. Now the closest grocery store is 12 miles away. Amy Collins says that means meals require advanced planning.
Now when we make a trip to the grocery store, we are planning 4, 5, 6 days out in advance. So you have to be much more efficient, a little smarter in your planning and in your grocery shopping.
Stafford County wants to bring a grocery store back to St. John. Carolyn Dunn, who heads the local economic development agency, is leading the effort. She says two feasibility studies have shown the town could support a larger store, one big enough to offer the kind of variety that might keep shoppers from traveling to Great Bend or Pratt.
I eat kale now, and I didn't as a kid, you know. So we need a store that offers some kind of approximation to what they can get in bigger areas, we believe, in order for it to have long-term success. It requires a new store.
Stafford County has a tentative deal with White's Foodliner to operate a store that would be 3 times the size of the one that closed. The new store would offer fuel and a pharmacy, something St. John has lacked for a generation. But they have to come up with $3 million to build it. Foodliner would pay some rent, and the town has agreed to kick in sales and property taxes. But Dunn is still waiting on an $800,000 grant from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services.
The combination of the tax increment finance and the rent and so forth, if we're able to get the grants in the first place that we hope to, we'll be able to make the bills and make it break even.
Without the federal grant, Dunn says the whole project is likely to collapse. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran has another idea for getting grocers to build or expand in food deserts like St. John. He's co-sponsoring a bill that would offer federal tax credits.
If this incentive is in place, it creates a greater opportunity for local folks to encourage, support, recruit, and then be customers of a grocery store.
Not only do full-service grocery stores help people eat better and stay healthier, Moran says for small towns, few things are more important for economic health.
Often the most important feature of whether or not a community's got a future is whether or not there's a grocery store.
One town over from St. John, in Stafford, the mom-and-pop grocery store has been chugging along for 32 years without government financing or grants. Jim Chancellor and his wife purchased Paul's Grocery from his parents 4 years ago. With fridges humming behind him, Chancellor says a store like his can't undersell major retailers like Walmart and Dillon's, but they can't match his customer service.
People bring a ham in, knowing they didn't get it here, to ask it, you know, if we'd slice it for them. Well, sure, and we don't charge them for it.
Chancellor put in a new sidewalk and parking in front of his store 2 years ago. Last year, he replaced his upright freezers and meat cooler with new energy-efficient models. Moran's legislation would provide tax credits for upgrades like that. Chancellor says that would be nice, but not game-changing. But he's really not thrilled that St. John is subsidizing a new store, competition, with tax money.
If you want to open up a business, bite the bullet and do it.
Pat White, who runs White's Foodliner, doesn't see Chancellor's store as competition, though. In deciding where to put a store, he's more concerned with finding a town that has at least 2,000 people, preferably a county seat, and that is at least 30 miles from the nearest big box supermarket.
If you're 15 miles away, it just becomes too easy for your customers to make numerous trips. You know, if you're 30 to 60 miles away, you've got a chance of keeping them home.
With the public financing, White doesn't have to cover the cost of the building. That makes operating a store in St. John, which is a little too small and a little too close to Walmart and Dillon's, less of a gamble. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Thompson.